golfers, get ready to elevate your Saturday mornings. Yeah, it's Brian Murphy here, and I am thrilled to introduce the Clubhouse Corner with Ben and Eddie. This is a passion project from the good folks at the Clubhouse in Fremont. These two are on a mission to make golf accessible and enjoyable for the masses. So set your alarm. 7 a.m. every Saturday, join Ben and Eddie at the Clubhouse Corner, only on KNBR.
All right, it's the manager's show. It's the Giants manager, Gabe Kapler. Giants and the Tigers here for game two of this quick two-game series. Tigers, that's the team, Gabe, that you came up with. They were your first professional organization. Do you have some feelings when you see that uniform on the other side?
So yesterday when I did my pregame media scrum, Kirk Gibson came over. And I haven't talked to Gibby in forever. And he's going through some health issues, but he looks great. And it was great to have that conversation with him. What stood out for me is when I got to Detroit, they gave me number 23. And that was Gibby's number. So it was a huge honor. They hadn't really given it out before then. And I felt like it was a real important investment in me. And I felt honored by that. And one of the most powerful memories in my life is getting to the old Tiger Stadium in those old mesh lockers and having my number 23 jersey hanging in there. Knowing that I was playing in center field, the same position that Ty Cobb played on that, like, incredible, magical turf. And Al Kaline in right field, I mean, this is a you know, quite the historical franchise. Just to be connected to those things in any way, it's an honor.
I miss Old Tiger Stadium. Now, they built a beautiful new ballpark. Their fans love it. Old Tiger Stadium turned into a kind of a dump at the end. I still wish they'd found a way to keep it around. I love that old place.
I wish they had to. In the same way Fenway has been renovated so many times and Wrigley has been renovated, and I imagine Dodger Stadium is going to stand. Hopefully it stands forever. Hopefully our ballpark, you know, lives forever as well. I'm not sure, like, you'd want to preserve Candlestick in the same way you would want to preserve Tiger Stadium. I guess there's probably some similarities there. There are probably some fans who didn't love the experience at the old Tiger Stadium. I thought it was one of the coolest sports venues, period, and I would have loved to have seen it preserved.
Yeah, me too. And we don't talk about this all that often, but just discussing your coming up with the Tigers, seems to me like one of the things that would make you a good manager is you kind of ran the gamut in your own career. I mean, you weren't a big draft prospect, but then you turned into a big prospect. Then you turned into a starter. You had years where you were coming off the bench. You kind of experienced everything in your baseball career.
No, I think that's a great way to put it. I started game three of the ALCS against the Yankees, and Andy Pettitte was on the mound, and then sometimes I didn't see the field for a week or 10 days at a time because I really was truly a role player, and I actually did get to see the game from many, many different vantage points. And to your point, a 57th round draft pick is essentially a roster filler, an afterthought in an organization. Nobody even knows who that player is. And then I was also the number one prospect in the organization, so I experienced what perhaps Marco Luciano feels like. I'm just able to like get in a lot of people's shoes. Now, the one thing that I never experienced was being a superstar player. So I could never be Brandon Crawford or Evan Longoria or relate completely to Brandon Belt or Buster Posey. But just beneath that, it's probably I can be anybody. Like, I talked to Lamont Wade Jr. today, who's active on our roster and in the leadoff spot today, about what it feels like to come off a rehab assignment and pull muscles and the fear that is sometimes associated with. So to your point, I feel like I can relate to most players and people in baseball.
Good tease, by the way. We're going to talk about Lamont Wade when we come back right after this.
Hey, it's Brian Murphy here, and whether you're orchestrating a corporate gathering, gearing up for a team-building session, or just seeking a spot to savor thrilling sports and activities, the Clubhouse in Fremont is the go-to destination for bistro, bar, bocce, golf, and fitness. From team-building to private golf lessons on any one of 140 golf courses around the world, the Clubhouse in Fremont has you covered. Visit FremontClubhouse.com to learn more about their amazing amenities and private events. The Clubhouse in Fremont, the Bay Area's place to play.
Back with the Giants manager, Cap, you teased it. Lamont Wade's back. It's great news today to see him back in the lineup, and you're throwing him right in the leadoff spot.
Yeah, it's nice to have Lamont back. I told him today, we talked in my office for a few minutes, about his presence in the batter's box. And we talk about a guy who looks hitter-ish. And so even sometimes when you're not at your best, just the way you bring energy to the ballpark can really change the mood. And so, not that we need that necessarily, had a nice win yesterday, but Lamont is going to raise the energy level in the ballpark. We're happy he's back, and we need him.
Yeah. Alex Wood goes today. I imagine Alex has been grinding it out these last few days, anxious to get back out there.
I think so. I don't think it's any secret he hasn't had his best starts recently, but that high level of performance is always in there, and despite the fact that he hasn't necessarily been at his best, we know that his best is right around the corner, and we're going to hang in there with him.
Yeah, last thought. You preach strike throwing so much, and your guys follow suit. Like, this pitching staff has done such a great job of that over the last couple of years. It was strange to watch last night in the late innings, guys who almost always throw strikes. I guess it's a lesson that even the players who are so good at one thing, every once in a while that one thing can leave them.
Right, and I think we're talking about Dom Leon and his kind of lost the strike zone in his outing last night. It happens from time to time. Pitchers describe it as an out-of-body experience. They don't know why it's happening. Guy's got like a minuscule walk rate for the season, and he gets out there and he can't find the strike zone. It's a little tough too for us to judge, because for a guy who throws a ton of strikes, you expect that the next at bat is going to be a ton of strikes. When you see three walks in a row, you're like, okay, well, probably need to go do something about this. And the one thing that we always want our pitchers to fully understand is it doesn't carry over into the next day. We know they're going to go out there the next time and throw great, and you know, throw a bunch of strikes. And we just have a ton of confidence in our relievers, Dom Leon included.
Can't wait to see him back out there on the mound. That's the Giants manager, Gabe Kapler. We'll get you ready for the game right after this.
Golfers, get ready to elevate your Saturday mornings. Yeah, it's Brian Murphy here, and I am thrilled to introduce the Clubhouse Corner with Ben and Eddie. This is a passion project from the good folks at the Clubhouse in Fremont. These two are on a mission to make golf accessible and enjoyable for the masses. So set your alarm. 7 a.m. every Saturday, join Ben and Eddie at the Clubhouse Corner, only on KNBR.